Now, from Hollywood, romance. Romance. Transcribed stories of love and adventure, of comedy and crisis, of conflict and human emotion. Today, an essay on a universal problem, the eternal battle for survival. It's written by E. Jack Newman and stars Bob Bailey as The Bachelor.
Here we are. Bachelor. A man of any age who has not married. A young knight serving under another standard. A fish. Well, what do you know? A seal. And a degree of learning. Well, then. I am a bachelor. I don't know exactly when I stopped being plain single and became a bachelor, but that is what I am today, definitely. And I feel that the word and the subject demand some sort of clarification, especially now. For instance, I am sometimes known as an eligible bachelor. When they say that, naturally they mean, well, you know what that means, and there's no sense of going into that. I can't remember if I've ever been declared ineligible, but I've been called other things, especially by those people who most always thought of me as being eligible. Well, in order for everything to be made perfectly clear to you, I think we should review some of the things people generally say to someone like me. First, in a general way.
Bachelors should never get married.
You see what I mean? They're always saying things like that. Or like this.
Don't you ever clean this place up.
Or things like this.
Bachelors are all alike. Oh.
That last one is used quite often. The old Christmas party at the office never fails to turn up a refreshing comment or two.
Huh? Well, answer me. Why are you such a cold potato all year long? What's the matter with you anyhow? Why don't you get married? Why don't you get married and make some nice girl happy, huh? Huh?
You get away from that one, but you walk right into another.
Oh, sir, not him. Not that bird. He'll never marry anybody, and he's smart. He likes his freedom too much. Why should he get married? Oh, I was just talking about you.
Of course, there are other comments, not quite so brash and much more specific.
We'd be good for each other, you and I. There's so much we could have together, so very much we could have together.
Now, that sort of thing makes you think a great deal, as does this sort of thing.
It's a waste, that's what it is. You want to give something and have something now, don't you? Honestly? Honestly.
Provocative. No kidding in those eyes. Just plain truth. Sure, you want to give something and have something, but... Well, here it is in another way.
Incomplete, my friend. That's what it is. You fool the others. Not me. You want a wife just as every woman wants a husband.
Margot said it that way. You see, they were all saying the same thing in one way or another. At one time or another. I've heard it for a long while now. But I'm always surprised the way it gets in, you know? Smells good, Margot.
It is good.
Well, what?
That. Just a pinch.
Okay. Enough?
Fine. You want to toss it?
Yes, sure. Can I?
Yeah, of course.
Well, where does all this come from? How do you do it? What makes you like this?
My people eat. To eat. They learn to cook.
Oh, they sure did.
Darling. I'm trying very hard to impress you.
Well, I am impressed.
I think I'm in love with you, my friend.
Margot.
I would not say such a thing to just anyone.
I know.
Are you being wary?
No, I'm being nothing. I'm simply humbled that you'd say such a thing to me. I know you mean it. And I say it back to you. I think I'm in love with you, Margot. What?
3 weeks now?
Yes, exactly. The party at Eberhardt's. Who was that you were with?
Basil.
Yeah, he kept glaring at me all night.
And at me, too. He wants to marry me.
Oh.
Well, do you retreat just like that?
He wants to marry you. You said it. You don't want to marry him, do you?
He's a very nice man.
Margot.
Yes, darling.
Look, I'm 32, fresh out of illusions. I like you, you like me. A minute ago, we were talking about maybe we're in love. Now we're talking about a guy named Basil. Don't play games with me.
I do not like games either, my friend. I just like you. But I have fear, a quick fear. You would have me or someone always around like this, proving you are superior. And I think that is all you want. You see, I am in love with you.
I don't know what to say, Margot.
You know what to say, but you cannot say it because you are a bachelor. A man who is never lonely, never unhappy, and who is eternally entertained.
I'm not against marriage, if that's what you think.
But you are not for it.
Lord, we've only known each other 3 weeks.
It could be 3 years, my friend. You will be a bachelor no matter what I do.
Well, hey, what about the salad? Dinner?
I am going home.
No. Oh, Margot, look here. We haven't had a quarrel, have we?
Yes.
But I was only...
Bachelors are all alike!
There is one specific situation that can be accredited to the state of bachelorhood. For instance, a bachelor friend of mine said to me one day...
Every time I go out, somebody gets me in a corner and wants to know why I don't marry the girl. I say, what girl? And when they find out there is no girl, and if they have just enough to drink, they let me know I'm the biggest heel who ever lived. I tell you, I'm tired of defending myself.
You can understand, I certainly commiserated with him. I knew exactly what he was talking about. But I wanted to compare notes, so I asked him, what do you do about it, Tim? And he said,
what else? I'm getting married Saturday.
I was his best man. I wish I could tell you how many times I've been a best man. The ties, cufflinks, collar pins, and billfolds I have would fill a drawer. In fact, they do. It saddens me sometimes to look at them. But then one fine day you go to a luncheon.
How do you do?
How do you do?
This is the third luncheon the company's had this year. Why haven't we met before?
Oh, I don't know. I've been to every one of them. Have you?
Yes, have you?
Oh, yes.
Why?
I own the company.
Oh.
What do you do, Miss...
Rita, I work for the company.
Oh, well, in that case, you better be nice to the boss, Rita.
I think I've heard about you.
Oh, I'm sorry. It seemed like a perfectly swell way to get to know you.
Oh, I don't mind.
What?
If you get to know me. I hate chicken croquettes.
So do I.
Mm-hmm.
Your coat?
Thank you.
Ready?
All ready.
Now, let me see. Rita. Ah, yes. We got in the car and drove somewhere. A place about 50 miles away called the... Well, call something. You're really a bachelor if you can't remember the name of the place. And we ate spaghetti and drank Chianti and talked. Picasso, James Joyce, and football. Oh, and yes, opera.
Travaglino, yes, yes.
Yeah, me too. How about Muzio?
Magnificent.
And Sayo?
The best, the very best.
Well, then. Your coat.
Hmm?
I have some wonderful recordings you'll have to hear.
Now?
Now. Drink all right?
Fine.
Like the fire?
Perfect. Do you have any idea what time it is?
Oh, shank of the day, 3:30.
A.M. or P.M.?
Morning.
I like the pipe.
Do you?
Always use it for occasions like this?
Oh, sure, always.
I'd think so.
Always kick off your shoes for occasions like this?
Oh, always.
Well, we're halves.
We're wonderful.
Here we are at that. Where do you come from?
New York City.
I'm from Cleveland.
I know. You're a topic in the office. I've heard them talk about you.
What is well?
I think I know more than the rest now. Come here. What were we talking about?
Well, whatever it was, let's leave it.
All right.
That was a very promising beginning. You can see that. After all, we were together 16 hours. And never once did she say anything like...
A bachelor is a permanent public temptation.
And in the middle, when it was cocktails and plays and parties, she never, never pulled the oldest.
A bachelor enjoys the chase, but does not eat the game.
None of those. No, no, Rita was too clever, too assured, too downright sophisticated. All she ever said was...
A bachelor is a souvenir of some woman who found a better one at the last minute.
I'd never heard that one before. And it hurt. It hurt like the devil. The Species Bachelor. It is most important at this time that you be aware of all of the definitions and details. Let me see. I've heard it said that a bachelor is...
A guy who never made the same mistake once.
Yeah, well, we've all heard about that. And we've all heard its running mate.
A bachelor is a guy who knifed the strife out of life.
Well, enough of that. Strictly from my own experience, and it seems only right that I should have something to say about it at this point, I would say that a bachelor is eventually eternally and inevitably surprised.
Oh. Hello.
Hi, ready?
No.
Something wrong?
Yes.
Serious?
Yes.
What?
Finitum est.
Well, Latin's bad. What does that mean?
The end. It is finished.
Well, did I do anything?
Not a thing.
Well, then don't be ridiculous.
It's what you didn't do. Has it ever occurred to you that people get married?
Well, yes. Yes, of course.
Yes, of course. That's what I mean. You were supposed to ask me just then.
Oh.
Now, don't look worried. You're not. I think you're rather glad.
No, no, I'm not at all. Can you explain?
Sure. 7 months now, wonderful times. You've taken me skiing, eating, play-going, dancing, skating, bowling, riding, sailing, and swimming. But it's all been a waste. Just pure, plain waste. I thought about it all last night after you brought me home. We're good for each other, you and I. There's so much we could have together. So very much we could have together. I need you. But you don't need me. Bachelors should never get married. And I'm afraid you're a bachelor.
Rita, wait.
It's been swell.
Hey, Rita! 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 Oh, well. My ex-bachelor friend, Tim... has twins now. I see him every so often. Not as much as I used to, but now and then. And every time I see him, it's something like this.
Hey, boy, what's holding you up? Not getting any younger, you know. You ought to get married and settle down. That's what you ought to do. Great.
When Tim says that, and remember, Tim fought to the end, you really begin to think. It's almost from the horse's mouth, so to speak. And something you have long suspected as a theory becomes a fact. It occurs to you that slowly but very certainly society is pushing you away. They don't want you. There's no room for a bachelor. At least, permanent room.
He said you were tall. I suppose you're the right man. You're the tallest one here. I'm Irene.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I feel awkward as the devil. Tim was supposed to be here to introduce us, but he had to leave at the last minute, so here I am like a bump on a log, hoping you're his friend. It'd be terrible if you were somebody else, wouldn't it?
Oh, no, I'm Tim's friend. I'm the one, all right.
Well, Meyer, aren't you nice? Do you suppose we could get a martini real fast?
Why fast?
Well, I have to be home by 7.
Oh.
Well, for goodness sakes, what's the matter? Are you looking sad?
Well, I was hoping we could eat dinner.
Oh. Oh. Well, why not?
Well, if you have to be home by 7.
Oh, well, it's just that my feet are killing me, and I promised myself I'd get off them by 7 o'clock. Be kind to your feet, I always say.
Well, I...
You come with me. I'll scramble you a couple of eggs or something.
I don't want to impose if you're tired.
Save it, save it. Come on, I can make a wonderful martini.
You can see right away that she could. And she did. Several times. I have never decided whether Irene was always in a rush or I was just slowing down. She's the kind of a girl you'd see, you'd eat with her, you'd drink, you'd talk, but you'd find yourself thrust out into the street at 10 o'clock at night. And in bed early. People notice that sort of thing right away.
Well, my boy, I'm surprised to see you here at this hour. Not at all like you. Not like you at all.
Why?
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. Clear eyes.
What, TJ?
I'm older than you, son. I've seen these things happen before. You've given up. You're quitting.
What?
A man of your age going to bed at night, keeping regular hours. And no wife to answer to. Bad. Very bad. Live, son. Live while you can. You're a long time dead.
Oh, TJ, I don't think I...
Don't tell an old warhorse like me. You have given up, haven't you?
Well, I...
Sad. Sad. Bad. Sad. Why, when I was your age, if I hadn't been married to Mildred, I'd have spent no more than half an hour in bed at night. I'd have torn this town to bits, boy. I'd have gone from one end to the other. There wouldn't have been a lady, not one lady, who didn't know T.J. Kendall before it was over with. I tell you, you've given up. That's what you've done. You've blown your top.
When you're a bachelor, you're marked. That's all there is to it. Men, women, and children, you're marked. They never let you forget it for a minute. Take a thing as simple as this.
Boss, I'm quitting. I'm getting married Monday. You should get married, too.
You see, I didn't have anything to do with her. But I had to get married for some reason or other.
Look, if you happen to get married this month, you'd have a deduction you could claim for the whole year. Now, what do you think of that?
You never tell them what you think of that. You're too busy dodging the next onslaught. But it comes up just the same.
For the love of Mike, what's this?
Huh?
Oh, you big stoop. You can't put wet towels in a hamper.
Why not? I've been doing it all my life.
They get mildewed, and then they're ruined. That's why. If you want to send them to the laundry, let them dry out first before you put them in the hamper.
All right, I'll remember that.
Sometimes I don't know what I'm going to do with you. When are you going to grow up?
Well, I'm doing my best, honest.
This place looks like a pigsty. Why don't you keep it clean?
Well, the maid comes in.
Oh, the maid. You've got a pair of arms. What's the matter with you running the vacuum instead of waiting for her to come in once a week and sit around all day drinking your scotch and maybe dust off a table? I've seen the way she cleans this place up. You should fire her. That's what you should do. Just give her the big old heave-ho.
You know you're right about her, Irene.
Sure I am. Am I picking on you?
No.
You say I'm not, but I am anyhow. Want to know why?
All right.
Well, they take you right and left. You spend your money for the doggondest things, and you don't even know that you've done it. And more than money.
What?
It's a waste, that's what it is. You want to give something and have something. Now, don't you, honestly?
I suppose I do. What do you recommend?
Get married, big boy. You're nice stuff.
Am I?
Sure you are. I phoned Mama and Muncie the first week I met you and told her you were.
Mommy?
Well, I guess I had ideas about you. Tim warned me. He said you were a bachelor.
Wait now.
I'm leaving.
Yeah, I know, but you aren't. Not yet.
Oh, yes, I am. Ouch. Get your hands off me.
All I want you to do is answer one question. Why?
Why what?
Why is there anything wrong with being a bachelor?
That's the silliest question I ever heard.
Silly or not, I want an answer.
Everything's wrong with it.
You're a bachelor.
I'm a lady bachelor. And no matter what you say, that doesn't count. I'll get married when I find somebody, but you won't. You'll run. And it's not fair. You steal all the best hours from all the best women. You want to get those hours for nothing and then go on to the next one. Well, you're not going to do that with me. Goodbye and good luck. Now let go! Oh.
That is what I would call the sum and substance of the situation, Bachelor. And today particularly, I've been thinking of it a great deal. It seemed a good time to look it all over, calmly, decently, and alone. There. But the definition still bothers me. I'm sure I've heard them all, but it still bothers me. What is a bachelor?
Hey.
Hi, Jim.
It's time to go.
Oh.
Let's have a look. Nervous?
No.
Oh, I was.
I know, Jim. Say.
What?
I got it.
What?
Just a minute.
Hey, come on.
You gotta write this down now.
You can write it down later.
No, not this. I mean, I feel the same way about it later. This has to be written now.
Come on.
For my own information.
Yeah, come on.
Tim, you know what a bachelor is?
What you're going to be if you don't get out there.
Tim, I just wrote it.
What?
A bachelor is any man who waits to get married.
Romance is produced and directed by Anthony Ellis. Today's story was written by E. Jack Newman. Mr. Bob Bailey starred as The Bachelor. Others in the cast were Joan Banks, Michael Ann Barrett, Virginia Gregg, Eleanor Tennant, Parley Bear, Fred McKay, and Clayton Post. Music supervision by Jerry Goldsmith. This is Dan Cubberly, inviting you to hear Romance transcribed next week at this same time. In the rough and tumble town that Dodge City was back in the pioneer days, a man might call himself a pacifist, but the label most of his neighbors gave him was coward. When mild-mannered Arden Hook came to settle in Dodge City, he seemed like the perfect target for the bigger bullies of the day. Until United States Marshal Matt Dillon trained his gun sight on the situation. Then somehow, Dodge City citizens had a chance to find out who the real cowards were. But that's an exciting story you'll want to hear from the very start right through to the trigger-quick ending.
Stay tuned for it now on Gunsmoke, which follows immediately on most of these same stations.
Well, that'll just about wrap things up for today. Certainly hope you enjoyed the programs. If you'd like to contact us for more information on how to purchase the programs, give us a request for upcoming programs, or just any kind of comments you'd like whatsoever, you may do so by going to our website at otrsite.com. Or you may email us at jerry@otrsite.com. Or you may call area code 562-696-4387. We'd certainly love to hear from you. And this is Jerry Hendiga saying thanks a lot for listening. Take care of yourselves, and we'll see you right here next week, same time, same station. Bye now.